can't move on. Baby doll, waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, it's outrageous. I'll take it all. Baby doll, whatever's been weighing you down. Find me on Miami concrete, looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss her anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I can take it with me if you really wanna go. I can't move on. I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down.
So Hello.
Hello.
That one was Dive by Olivia Dean. We love Olivia Dean on the show.
Yeah, we do. We do. I was telling AC, we're going to, I'll repeat a little bit of our off-air conversation.
Mm-hmm. Let you guys in.
The deets. I've been on a huge Olivia Dean kick. And if you've listened to any of my other radio shows, I probably play like one song of hers at least a week. But yeah, great music. Would strongly recommend if you like that. Like all of her music is like that, and so mm-hmm. go listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vibes. So vibes.
Literally vibes.
Literally yeah. vibes.
Do you know what song we're gonna play now?
I do.
Or is it just Dealer's Choice?
We're going to play a song called Blindsided by The Backfires.
Okay.
This is a song that was on my Discover Weekly this week. My Discover Ooh. Weekly this week, half and half. Some really good. A lot of songs that I've liked, but I haven't put on my playlist.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
But this one I liked and I put on my playlist.
Beautiful.
So that's what we're going to listen to.
All right.
Yeah, this is Blindsided by The Backfires.
Smells like Chanel, yeah, spilled. And darling, you know I'm blindsided. Not long ago our worlds collided. Now it's just so subsided. I can see your lights in the mirror. I'll slow down if you come nearer. We'll be right back.
think about packing up the car. I think about it often, driving through the dark. I smiled for the picture that we took when Jake was here. I smiled for the picture. Oh.
Hi, folks.
Hey.
We're back.
We are back. Oh, I think I have the bad headphones. Let me.
Ooh, yeah. A little switcheroo. Hey.
Yay. Hey.
All right.
We switched seats and I got disoriented for a second.
But
now I'm reoriented.
True. We are reoriented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had never heard that song before and I really liked it. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I would love to tell you guys a little bit about it. That song is called Nashville by Carter Vale. That actually came out on May 3rd. Of
wow.
this year, so very recent.
But
Wowee.
Sorry.
Wowee. I mean, holy smokes.
Holy cow.
So the reason why I have this song out and about so early is because, well, a good friend of mine showed me one of his old songs a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Actually on the show, which was a lot of fun.
Oh my goodness.
And then recently I've started getting this guy's All right, guilty pleasure time. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on Instagram Reels. I am on YouTube Shorts. I've been getting this guy's YouTube Shorts. And they are top notch. They are A-tier comedy, high quality music videos, but they're all short and they're stupid and they're funny. He's got... Do I just play one into the... It's just music, but it's just him like hanging out. This one's called Wake Up, New Mario Kart Music Just Dropped.
I'm like really dancing in like, the studio right
this
now.
This is like me too. Also, he has no light in his eyes, and it's great.
Oh no, he does not.
No, there's nobody's nobody's home.
He has a really like thin Justin Bieber-esque mustache. You know, we all have to start somewhere, though.
We do all have to start somewhere. anyway, so that's Carter Vale. If you like that song's called Nashville. He has another song out recently called Arizona. Go check him out. And also check out his social media, because I think it's really funny.
Really silly.
Really silly. Next up is a little bit of the Brook and the Bluff. This is Long Limbs, and I hope you all enjoy.
Up where we left off, I don't think we could. I've been away so long, made you think I was gone for good. Couldn't bring myself to tell you what I did this time. Too busy building hallways in my mind. I wish the sun wouldn't dim. I wish I
Hey, folks.
Hey.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that last song? Ooh, words.
Yeah.
Words are words. Enunciate.
Mm-hmm. Should do like vocal warm-ups next time.
Me. Unique New York.
Hold on, the theater kid. Mice are making midnight music in the moonlight. Mighty nice. Papa men.
Papa.
Hey, raise your hand if you were a former chorus kid.
Ooh, me. Hey.
Okay, so about that song. That one's called Jade Green. It's by Kacey Musgraves. And it's off her most recent album, Deeper Well, which I haven't listened to the full album. I listened to like the first single off of it, and like a lot of people didn't love it. For me, I thought it was like okay. But it kind of held me back from listening to the full thing. But it showed, Jade Green showed up earlier today on my day list, which is called Sad Girl Yearning Friday Afternoon.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yep.
And you know what? That is what that song is. Yeah, but it's really good.
It is Sad Girl Yearning Friday Afternoon, for sure.
And it's great.
It's great.
Love it.
We all need a little sad girl yearning.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. It really does.
Yeah, like sometimes, I mean, but it's not even all like sad girl yearning. Well, it kind of is. We have So Sick of Dreaming by Maggie Rogers.
A little sad girl. A little.
Yeah, actually, okay, so never mind. I take back my point.
Okay, my day list at the current moment is, oh no, it changed.
No,
sad. It was Obsessed Relatable Friday morning. And it was all like Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter, whom I listened to, who I never listened to. But right now it's Brass Horns Friday Afternoon.
Amazing.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. What kind of music is on it?
It's a weird mix of, there's Hozier, Greeting Committee, Chapel Roan.
Okay. I love that you're a Chapel Roan girly.
Low key, I've played a Good Luck Babe so many times this week. It's so good.
It really is.
You were the first person to show me a Chapel Roan song. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Jackie Onassis by Sammy Ray and the Friends. Ooh. Great song. Great song. Sammy Ray and the Friends in general.
Great.
Top notch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were talking a little bit off air, sort of about...
Oh yeah, well, tell us about your do you want to talk about your paper?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about your paper.
So, this semester I took a really awesome class called African Musical Arts. If you are a tough student, take it next time it's offered. It's amazing. I learned so much. And for our final, we had to like write a long-ish research paper just about any kind of African music, be it any artist, any genre, any time, any place, just because Africa is a large continent and we weren't able to cover every single style of music that comes from Africa, obviously. But I chose to talk about Afrobeat in like the late 70s and early 80s and how it impacted or influenced Remain in Light, the 1980 Talking Heads album, which maybe we can play a song from that.
Yeah,
coming
absolutely.
Up. And it was just so fun to write. So I was listening to Remain in Light and then Aphrodisiac, which is an album by Fela Kuti, which was what Talking Heads producer Brian Eno played for the band like when they first met. And he was like, guys, this is actually the future of music. And the, you know, four members of the band were like, oh, of course. Yeah.
Naturally.
And, you know, they talk about in interviews how special it felt to have them all agree on something that they had really never heard anything like it before. It just, you know, felt like such a perfect match of like, this is something totally new and let's like take it apart and reconstruct it in a way that makes sense for us. So
that's very cool.
Remain in Light utilizes a lot of like polyrhythms. You got some call and response sort of stuff. You have like, you know, Chris and Tina like breaking the rules of rock music and punk music as it was at the time, but in a way that's very reminiscent of Afrobeat, which is really cool. But then you also have to understand that Brian Eno specifically just had like no cultural understanding of African music. And like there are ways that that lack of understanding impacted the music, which is also very cool. Yeah, because you know how like, I don't know, on Once in a Lifetime, for example,
right,
those lyrics don't make sense.
No,
they don't make sense at all. And my theory is like, okay, so maybe Talking Heads was listening to Fela Kuti, but like if they didn't have like an appreciation for African culture beyond that one album, they probably weren't going to, you know, great lengths to translate Kuti's lyrics.
Right.
So they probably just like heard the lyrics and saw that as like another layer in building the rhythm. So maybe that's what they chose to do. They were sort of like taking the lyrics as like, okay, it's okay that it's a little nonsensical, but it builds onto the rhythm and it makes it feel different, makes it feel more exciting. Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's my rant.
That's very cool.
Thank you so much.
Ugh. To write cool things.
I was kind of having like a bad day on Monday when my friends took me out to Panera and we just kind of sat and I like talked at her about this paper.
you gotta let it out sometimes.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. It was great.
Yeah. Do you have a song in particular that you want to play, or we can toss it in?
I mean, let's just do Once in a Lifetime. It's such a good song.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
This is Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads.
Beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. same as it ever was, 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 same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
Thank you.
What's up, AC? Do you have something to say?
I have something really interesting to say.
Okay, do tell.
Quiz, do you know what month is National Bike Month?
I don't.
Could it be May? Yes, it is! So, yeah, May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. Ooh. It is an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it is important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it's not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they are everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Ride your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Every week can be Bike to Work Week.
I kind of love that.
I kind of love that.
I sadly will be, I don't know. Well, I'm carpooling with my dad this summer. Ooh. To work.
Where are you working?
Same place my dad works, so nice. Hence Let's the carpooling. Go.
Carpool.
Carpool forever. Dang. I'll be living at home a little bit this summer, which is, I mean, part sad, part I get to hang out with my cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toothless Eleanor. That Instagram page brings me much joy.
Yeah.
Much joy.
I'll make sure to send you lots of Eleanor pictures when you're in Norway.
Yeah.
If you send me like beautiful pictures of fjords.
I most certainly will. Yeah, I will be. I'll be out and about this summer for sure. I'll send photos.
Amazing.
I'll send photos.
What song are we listening to next? Because I feel like you.
Should we do it?
I think it's time.
Okay, so this song is, it's a song I found on YouTube, under the title Coral Reef.
Okay.
By Shigeru Suzuki. The name on Spotify is in Japanese. I cannot mm-hmm. read it. But it's off of an album called Pacific, and it's a little funky, and I love it a lot. So please, and take a seat, relax, enjoy. It's one of those songs where you're like, oh, I wish I could be sitting in a pool right now. And so if you're sitting in a pool and happen to be listening to college radio, this song goes out to you. Enjoy.
Take me away. Love is girl is high as heavy conversations. I can tell your heart breaks when you say you don't need.